everyone.
We're on the train.
Can you tell?
This is probably so loud.
We are on our way into the big city to start a bookshop crawl.
This episode has an accompanying blog post full of photos. If you want to see photos of the books we're mentioning, photos of the bookshops we visited, and just photos of us being cute. If you want to check the photos out, it's linked in the show notes and also on our website. Okie dokie! So we just had a delicious lunch and we wanted to record while we were there, but it was in fact
the loudest place in the world.
It was the loudest place I've ever eaten, I believe.
I agree.
There was a construction truck right outside of it, and it was so loud that the lady literally, like the hostess, apologized as we walked in, and it was just like, every time someone opened the door, it was kind of scary.
A little bit scary.
But
didn't let up.
We are now on the streets of the city, walking over to our first bookshop.
Yep.
Which is
Massey Books.
And that's your favorite
one. It's my favorite, so I'm really, really excited.
Incredible. We will talk to you when we're there.
Okay, we are now inside of Massey Books. What are you holding there?
I don't know, it looks cool. It's a book called New Animal by Ella Baxter. It's very pink.
It's very pink. Very beautiful. We'll take a photo of that one for sure. This store has bookshelves kind of similar to mine. You know, the open shelving with the industrial looking thing. Very tall, which is very pretty. And Raylene said that there's a lot of good translated stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's a priority.
Yeah, it's a very curated collection.
Do you remember a book you've got here that you really liked?
I actually bought There's No Such Thing as an Easy Job Here.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where it all began.
Yep.
Raylene keeps picking up books by authors she owns books by but hasn't read any of.
Well, there's a great section here. We've got Mieko Kawakami and Hiromi Kawakami, and there's Record of a Night Too Brief, which I'll take a picture of, and All the Lovers in the Night. My Kawakami ladies are here, and I want to read all of them.
Buy
all of them.
I really want to buy my Year Abroad, but it's so thick that I'm like, this is not the trip to get it
on. It's true. Oh, they also have Free Food for Millionaires by Min Jin Lee. I want to read that too.
Was that one of the Bookhold books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moment of Suspense. It's brand new.
Get that away. Okay, I'm sitting in a chair in a little room that I believe is, yeah, this is children's and YA, but there's also a shelf of classics. And I feel a little nauseous. So I'm sitting and I'm just looking at these classic books. What do we got here? We've got Obasan by Joy Kogawa, which I picked up at the last In the Field episode when we went to our book fairs. Gosh, I do always love looking at classics in used bookstores because you find some good editions. Okay, we're now at the back of the store, and there is a sales section.
Yeah.
30 to 50% off.
Pretty good stuff. I wonder if I'll find a hot book in here. I'm hot.
We're very hot. Sadly, this store does not have air conditioning. Okay, we spun around to the graphic novel section, and Raylene picked up the most beautiful book.
So pretty.
Is it just called?
It's called Hayao Miyazaki.
Oh, and it's from the Oscars.
Oh, Academy Museum. That's cool.
Definitely need to take a photo of that one.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's just a full-on history of all his movies and stuff. That's very cool.
I'm gonna try and take a photo of it next to one of your tattoos.
Okay.
Okay, we're now going up the stairs. We're not sure exactly what's up here. Raylene remembers that they used to have art here. Yeah, the stairs are cool. We should probably take a photo of them. There's a lot of books. Oh, The Anthropocene Reviewed. Lovely.
Okay, everyone, we've entered the clouds. And this is a big used bookstore. It smells like a used bookstore on a summer day. I wish we had, what was I saying yesterday? Smell vision.
Yeah, because we were watching that show and it smelled like something that was happening in the show.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What it was. That's the context. All right, we're going to see. This is one of those stores where you've just got to... It's wander, exactly. You just kind of have, it's like flipping a coin. You don't know what you're going to see, and you can't try and look at everything.
Nope, it's impossible.
Eyes just have to roam.
Yep.
I've just found the ugliest George Orwell collection I've ever seen. I've taken a photo of it, but look how bad this is, Raylene. Are you looking at this? Look at, this is hideous.
It's not good.
Oh, but they've got a lot of Orwell stuff, actually. I'm gonna have to take a photo of
this
whole section. Okay, everyone, I just found the Lucy Maud Montgomery section, and we are looking at some very good stuff that I am very excited about. So I'll definitely post a photo, but oh my god, something's gonna be bought here for sure.
Ariel has brought me to the poetry section. It's so hot in here and I want to leave, but I'm looking at poetry now, which is so fun.
Don't worry, let's go. Let's get out of here.
I just wanted to say that.
I think it's funny that you chose to tell them that you wanted to leave, but you hadn't even told me yet. Really, and was like, give me your phone, I want to record something. Make me look bad. Okay, we're back on the streets.
Yes, loud, dirty streets.
And we're walking towards our third bookshop, which will be
Paper Hound.
Paper Hound. Yeah. I got two books at McLeod. You didn't grab any.
Nope.
Nothing sparked joy. And of course, we will be doing a big haul right at the end. I did have kind of a difficult exchange with the as I was paying, because my phone rang and I hung up, and then I got a text. We're going in the wrong direction.
I lied to you earlier when I said I knew where it was going.
Ah, it's okay. Thankfully, we're not melting.
Hopefully, it's a nice cool day. Yeah. With a nice breeze.
Okay, we've come into the Paper Hound. It's kind of small and there's a lot of people, so we're really on the whispering train on this one.
I just found this really cool book called The Supernatural Cats of Japan.
But it's too expensive.
I just found a very incredibly good sounding book with an incredible cover called The Wall, which could have actually maybe sort of worked for what I asked you for, alternative life living. Like somebody
that's
living.
That's an interesting take on
somebody forced to live off grid. We'll talk about this when we haul it, but this sound, I'm getting it for sure. Okay, we've just found very cute labels, which I think is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we'll put a photo of them, but what do they say, Raylene?
There's type and design, then above that prescriptions and advice, and then above that getting high, which is about drugs, and then the one above that is called getting higher, and it's about astronomy.
I love that.
Very cute. Also, I keep wanting to hug Raylene, and then physically knowing I can't because it's so hot, we would actually osmosis together.
Become one.
We both have about an inch of sweat as like a coating, so we would just glow together. Yeah. We've come to the cat section, which is one of the reasons Raylene likes this store a lot.
It has shrunk a bit, but that was to be expected. But I found this book called Little White King by Marguerite Steen, which is great. The beginning of the prologue starts like this. As an only child, animals filled a larger part in my life than human beings. I love that.
I love that too.
And it's very skinny and small. It's a nice little like vintage book, so.
It's so pretty.
It's cool.
That'll be a good Instagram photo. Whoa.
Hey. Same on both sides.
Oh my god, you guys, we were just walking out of the shop. Wow, a bus and a truck pass at this moment. Goodness. And I saw that they have a beautiful miniature dollhouse. Oh, it's so cute. Oh, I love it. Okay, I'll definitely take a photo.
There's also a book called Poppy Pig. That's incredible. Screw you, Peppa Pig. We don't like you, we like Poppy.
Okay, we just tried to go into a bookstore and it said that it was closed and we were like, oh no! And then Raylene saw the sign
permanently.
Set.
Permanently.
Permanently closed, so.
Guess we're not going there.
Criterion Books is off the table.
Off the table. Now, yeah, just so everyone knows, there are lots of other bookstores in Vancouver we could go to, but we're kind of done.
Yep.
It's hot and three was good. We both found a couple of books, which is excellent.
Yes.
And we are hoping to now hit up an Indigo on the way home.
Yeah.
So, chapters. Feeling pretty good about this book crawl.
Or as my dad calls it, chaftas. Okay, people, we're lost. We were gonna get on a train, but we thought we should get a Starbucks drink because we're really hot and that'd be nice. Yeah. And it said there was one in the mall, but now we're trapped in the bay. And anyone who knows Canadian malls knows
it's enormous.
It's difficult to get out of the bay.
There's glittering stuff.
We need to take a photo in front of this.
It's too hilarious.
We are in a mall.
Yes, it's. Can you tell? Can you tell we're in a mall?
Can you hear everyone?
We are headed to Indigo. I haven't been to this location in a long time, so I'm pretty pumped to see it again, actually.
Yeah. We were both saying we're excited to go to the Indigo, but we're also not needing to get a lot of stuff because we already got quite a few things in our day.
It's by the movie theater.
Raylene has no idea where we're going.
No, I do now. Follow me.
But you know what? It's fine because the air conditioning in this mall is so nice.
It's astounding. I just figured out where to go because I know where Indigo is in this mall. What is that?
You see all those little things?
What on earth is
They're so store? Cute. Okay, we've just walked into the Indigo, and directly in front of us is Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Miss Gabrielle Zevin.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to get it, but I decided to do it after all. I'm going to show, I take a picture of the display that I saw.
Yeah.
It enticed me. It's on sale, so.
It's a good deal. A hardcover for $25, and it's originally $35, so that's $10 off.
And I get 10% off with my... membership.
Oh my god, you're right. I really want Horse by Geraldine Brooks. Could you take a photo of this one, Raylene?
Absolutely.
But this one is not on sale, it would appear, even though it's a Heather's pick. So I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna look it up on the computer because if it is cheap, I might grab it.
Yeah.
It's bigger than I thought, though. It could be secret cheap.
It's true. You already turned down one book today for being too big.
It's true.
Like that book is even bigger.
I've turned down three now because remember also my the year of
oh my year abroad
wow
I want that one too actually I was looking at it
it looks so good
like,
and it's
wait,
pretty
I want it
guys there might have been a tragedy there may have been a tragedy I am scared I just thought I'm gonna look up that book literally was just saying that on the recording we come over to the computers that are one of my favorite parts of Chapters where you can look stuff up see if they have it in stock and it tells you where in the shop it is and you have to take a photo of this Raylene
I thought you did.
It's a complete disaster they're both out of order and it looks like they're just encouraging you to use the website or the app which I would absolutely hate
yeah because this is just so much more convenient and it feels more real life
yeah you know it feels like I'm in the store I'm going to look into their directory but using their app is not good and also you don't always have good wi-fi
that's true
in the shops oh they're making it harder and harder for me to be happy here Okay, really? We're in the graphic novel section.
I'm so excited.
Oh, and what is it? What is this one again?
This book is Himawari House by Harmony Becker. And this is one about three girls from different countries all living together in Tokyo.
Right.
And I think it just sounds so good and it's so pretty.
Whoa. I might have to get this.
You have
this
to get
one.
This too. We always get both graphic novels.
We do get
together.
One together. Yeah,
yeah, you're right.
You gotta do
Damn
just
it.
Two copies.
Well, there you go. I do want to see if Hellfound is here though. If they have it, I'll buy it as well. Just because what the heck?
I have just seen maybe the silliest thing I've ever seen. It's a box for a game. It says the Queen's Gambit, the board game. And I'm like, surely the board
like
game is chess. But
There's
it's
cards. What?
Wonder what it would be like to experience chess like the extraordinary Beth Harmon. You just have to get good at chess if you want to be like Beth Harmon. Beth's ability to envision chess moves on her ceiling enabled her to clear her opponent's pieces from the board and defeat them. No. Oh, this is weird. Maybe it's good. Maybe somebody's played it and it's really good.
Look at these beautiful puzzles, though.
Oh, gosh. These
Look
are...
that.
We have been scarred by puzzles, though.
Oh, yeah.
As our patrons will know.
Yeah.
Oh, look how cute this is. Okay.
And there's a Montgomery there. Where does it begin?
We've wandered over to Young Readers to see if they have a cool version of Anne of Green Gables. Because I sort of want, like, a really beautiful fancy edition. And I have seen that those exist.
Where would she be? We're in the Young Readers section, which is what I thought it would be, but I just checked the section and it's not there.
Well, like you said, where does that start? The M
Behind
is
you.
There. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a classic section? Sometimes middle grade has like a separate right. little classic section.
They've got to have them.
The Young Readers need it.
They just got it.
We have looped back to adult, because this is where actually they have them.
It's funny that they don't have a whole series, though.
It is kind of strange.
So strange.
Oh, it is very pretty, though. The slipcase is awful, but if you take that off...
It makes the book look really ugly. it makes you think it's not good.
We'll take a photo.
But the hair one is really fun.
These are interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we are leaving chapters.
I got 3 books. I tried to hold back and only get 2, but just couldn't help myself.
Couldn't help herself.
I had a gift card, okay?
She did, which was great. A $50 gift card can really go a long way.
Yep.
I talked to the woman at the checkout. Oh, yeah. About the computers. Did you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was listening.
I was like, hi, I noticed that you the computers aren't working. Are you guys phasing them out? And she was like, yeah, no, we totally are. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I hate that.
I was like, is that everywhere? And like all locations nationwide? Or is that just this store? She's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's everywhere because the system's too old to maintain.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means.
It's insane to me.
I hate it, though, and I'm very sad about it. Wow, I feel like we're... so many people.
Traffic flow problem. We're going the wrong way.
But anyways, that's... I found out, and I don't like what I found out. Not good.
No.
Actually, don't know how I'm going to cope about that. I've always loved running up to the computer and typing stuff up.
I personally don't like talking to people who work at stores if I don't have to. Like,
no.
My introverted heart just wants to do it myself.
Yeah.
And if I can't do that, it kind of sucks.
Really sucks.
Really sucks.
Hello, everyone.
We're back home.
We're back home. We're back at Raylene's house. We had kind of a tough trip back, I suppose. It's just the heat.
Lots of heat, and there was lots... We kind of got stuck in rush hour traffic
out of Vancouver.
It got really bad.
Ugh.
It was a long journey. Long train ride and drive. But anyway, we made it.
We made it. We're home. We had some dinner. We finished our show.
Yeah.
And now we're ready for a haul, baby.
Haul, yeah.
How is that not a mug? Haul, yeah.
Wait. We trademarked that.
Trademark? That's a good idea, though,
that's
right?
That's a good mug. We should
haul,
do that.
Haul, yeah?
Haul, yeah.
Book haul, yeah,
people
or something.
Love that, I think. It sounds cheesy, but I think it's good.
Okay, people, tell us if you like that. Okay, so we're going to go through all the shops we went to and tell you what we bought.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it because, yeah, I didn't really see... I know all the books you got, but I didn't really, like, look at them all very thoroughly, and I'm excited to tell you about the ones I got.
Very good.
So...
Let's start with Massey Books.
Right.
Our first stop. So we went there and I ended up finding 3 things. What I love about this store is like I can kind of walk along the aisles and not see anything, and then I'll kind of drift back over to the place I already looked and find something that I'm excited about. Like
right.
There's a lot of like hidden treasures at this store. And the first book that kind of happened to me with was, this is gonna sound crazy, but the title is Toddler Hunting and Other Stories by Taiko Kono. And this is a short story collection that I've been curious about for a while. A little while ago, we got a recommendation request for a book with a really weird title. And I don't know if I actually said this one or if it was just one of my options. But ever since I discovered it, I was like, I want that book. Yeah, without reading the whole back, it just seems like a really interesting kind of short story collection. And it's translated from the Japanese, which we always love.
I love that.
So I got that. And then next up, I got Sweet Bitter by Stephanie Danler, which was super nice. And I was really happy that both of these were used copies as well.
Yeah.
The store is great because it's new and used, but you never know when you're going to come across a used book.
Yep.
Kind of rare treat. and this one it was super exciting to find because, I mean, I've heard about this book many times and was vaguely interested in it because of the working in a restaurant aspect. But
right.
After recently reading The Dishwasher, now I'm like, I need to start collecting restaurant
genre.
Books. Yeah, like I think that'll be a subcategory of my collection once I've got a few more. But I'm really excited about this one. And it's about a young woman. So it might be a little bit more relatable. But yeah, wow. On the back it says... something about her working in a restaurant. What follows is her education in champagne and cocaine.
Oh!
Love and lust.
Oh!
So this sounds pretty dramatic, which sounds really fun. But this is especially fun because we bought her memoir last time we were together. I just realized.
It's her.
Strayed.
Yeah. Did you watch that show?
No, not yet. But it's got Ella Purnell or whatever her name is, and I really like her now.
Interesting.
So there's a lot of good stuff going on here. And then the last book that I found at this store was The Factory by Hiroko Oyamada, which I was very excited to find because I obviously read the whole a little while ago and really enjoyed it. And this was a brand new one, so I did a little splurge because I knew I probably wasn't going to find it anywhere else.
Nah.
This store has a great, great selection of translated books, like I think we said when we were at the store. So
yeah,
pretty good little haul. Very impressed by that.
I would like... to put a block on you reading The Factory.
You haven't read it yet, right?
I don't want you to read it before I read it.
Okay. I can honor that.
Maybe we can. Maybe I'm allowed to put like a 6 month hold on it. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm allowed to.
Yeah, like
request
you
request 6 months to read it.
I think I like that. You can't block me forever.
No, because that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. You can't.
But 6 months
hold me back.
Ain't so bad.
Okay, so that's August, September, October, November, December, January.
Okay, so let's just say till the end of this year.
Okay.
If you betray me, then I'll be sad. Okay, so I wasn't really finding anything at this shop. Partly. I was just not feeling very well. Like, my stomach was kind of bothering me, and I think I was just feeling kind of hot. And so I was kind of just, like, a beach whale, just kind of rolling around.
It's true.
I kind of felt like my eyes couldn't even focus.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just like, ugh.
Why am I here?
But then we went upstairs, and it was a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
I honestly think that made the difference. And two things caught my eye, and they're both very random, but I'm very jazzed on both of them. So the first one is Inhabiting the Negative Space by Jenny Odell.
Love that.
So Jenny Odell wrote How to Do Nothing, right? How to Do Nothing, which I really, really loved a couple years ago when I read it. And I didn't know she had anything else out.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't really a book. I mean, it is a book. It's not a book that she wrote. It's a commencement speech.
We love that.
We've all read them.
Yeah.
We've all read them. They're so fun. I love reading and I love watching commencement speeches like on YouTube.
Totally.
Like going and watching. I love it when actors do them.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've seen Andy Samberg do.
Oh, my God. I need to see that.
Or Mindy Kaling maybe I've seen. Like, so, you know, people like that. It's fun to watch them. Because they're always trying to be really, like, inspiring.
Yeah.
And it's a real, like, nice little hype-up moment.
Totally.
But, yeah, it says that this was for the Harvard University Graduate School of Design 2020 address.
Oh, geez.
So it was right at the, like, right May 28th, 2020.
Oh, my
right
goodness.
At the beginning. And she had to do it over Zoom.
Yeah.
So it kind of has to do with that. It's also beautiful.
I was just wondering, at the top here it says The Incidents. Is that like a series or is that just specific to this?
I don't know.
It's on the side too.
So it must be a series.
We should look into that. It's also really cute. It's got sprayed edges that match the cover.
Sprayed edges.
Oh, and the paper.
Photographs in there.
And on some pages the paper is orange all the way through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's dope.
It's so pretty. So I'll take a lot of photos of that one.
Yeah.
And then I also got A Streetcar Named Desire, the Pulitzer Prize winning play by Tennessee Williams, in a cover that just has a shirtless Marlon Brando on it. I don't read plays.
No, neither do I.
I don't not read them because I hate them or anything. I just have never gotten into it. It's just not like other than Shakespeare, I guess, but that always feels like a different genre. I just have never really gotten into reading plays, but the only reason I got this is because yesterday Raylene and I did a puzzle of book covers, of classic book covers, and this was one of the book covers.
The specific cover.
This exact edition with shirtless Marlon Brando. And so I was like, oh my God, it's only $5. I want to get it just as a memory of this trip. So I don't know anything about the play. I genuinely don't know what it's about.
But you'll always remember that because...
I'll always remember.
Because of the puzzle. I had to hunt around for a puzzle piece that was just his nipples. That was a challenge that Ariel gave me. She was like, oh, I'm missing this one piece.
Well,
and I
said,
it's just his nipples.
Pecs. I said his pecs.
It was his nipples. Let's be real here.
Okay, next shop.
Next up, we went to McLeod's, where I didn't actually get anything.
So. Right, okay, I'll keep going. I got two things. I was super excited. I was walking around, and I saw this really pretty version, and it's like perfectly pristine, clearly not read, but a mass paperback version of Cat's Eye by Miss Margaret Atwood, which I think you and I both talked about a long time ago.
I think it may have been a book olds that I did, just kind of it's become part of our lore, I feel like, in a small way.
Yeah, a little bit, because when I saw it, I was like, actually, we really wanted to read this.
Yeah.
And I was really excited by the topic. It's a painter who is at midlife, returns from Vancouver to Toronto.
Yeah. Perfect.
A city she fled many years earlier after the end of her first marriage. While attending a retrospective of her work, she starts to think about, you know, her past in these two cities. And I was like, I've lived in both of those cities, sort of.
Yeah.
So, interested to see what Maggie
has to say. So that's cool. And then also, I was so excited, as you guys heard.
She was on the floor.
I was on the floor. I was sitting on the floor, and there's a photo of that. because they had a really big Lucy Maud Montgomery section. I ended up only grabbing one because I either owned the other ones, or it was like the third book in a series, the sixth book in a series. So I picked up Kilmeny of the Orchard, which is a really short standalone novel.
Oh, but I love the cover. I never really looked at it.
I love it.
How dramatic.
I love it. It feels almost like an 80s romance.
Yeah. She's mysteriously like hiding a violin and he's like holding a tree or something. I don't know what's going on there.
It's beautiful. So very happy to add that to my Lucy Maud Montgomery stash.
That was a good find. Then we wandered over to the Paper Hound, which is another store that I really like. And
that was my favorite one of the day.
Yeah, I love that.
I really liked it. I thought it was a really beautiful little store. The shelves were kind of in a cool way.
Yeah, they're like zigzaggy.
They're kind of zigzaggy, but they also had such fun titles, sections.
Yeah.
What was the one with the mice or the rats?
Rodents as Heroes. I love that. And they used to have a cat section, but it kind of got morphed just into like oddities or something is what it was. Because there was only, I think, 5 cat books left. So
I think they must have just sold out of I think all so. Their cat books.
When I went there last, it was, I mean, probably within the past year, they had like 20 books in that section. Okay. So it was kind of like juicy, but like not that many.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I decided that I had to find one. And the one that really called to me, as we mentioned in the earlier, was Little White King by Marguerite Steen.
It's so pretty.
It's such a cute little book. And I love that the front is the same as the back. Like the cover is the same. And I just want to see when this was published. Ooh, first edition. 1956. So it's a nice little vintage book. And it's kind of like a woman, kind of just like, it's like a memoir almost of her cat, kind of. Like, she just talks about her love for her cat. His name is Bert, but they call him Little White King. Which is just such a funny name to me for a cat. Like, I call my cat Petit Prince all the time. He's like he's my little prince. So it's kind of the same thing.
It kind of is the exact same.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in this shop, I got the book I'm the most excited about of all the books I picked up. And it is The Wall by Marlon Haushofer. I have not heard about this book. I have not looked it up. I didn't read any reviews. I don't know what the people are saying. It came out this year. And so I'm not sure if it's been out for a while or not. But I picked it. First of all, obsessed with the cover.
It's incredible.
Obsessed with the cover. I was just like, what is this cow? I need to know. And then when I read the synopsis, I was like, this sounds so up my alley. I forget. Did I read it already?
Yeah, well, you read it to me.
I don't remember if I read it on camera or on microphone. but it says, while vacationing in a hunting lodge in the Austrian mountains, a middle-aged woman awakes one morning to find herself separated from the rest of the world by an invisible wall.
Ah.
With a cat, a dog, and a cow as her only companions.
I forgot about that part.
She learns how to survive and cope with her loneliness. It says it's a critique of modern civilization, nuanced and loving portrait of a relationship between a woman and her animals, a thrilling survival story, and a Cold War-esque dystopian adventure.
Whoa.
It also says a truly singular feminist classic.
Oh my goodness.
So, I mean, come on.
That sounds so good.
It sounds so good. I'm, like, really excited to read it. I hope that it's as exciting as it feels like it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you mean.
I've just read the first line. It seems good. Today, the 5th of November, I shall begin my report.
Ooh.
I'm in.
Love it.
I love it.
I love that format.
And then the other book I got was kind of random. We were looking at the cat section, you were perusing, and I saw these. There was 2 of them. They were the same book. Whoa. But just clearly they've been hand bound by like a bookbinder. And again, this was only, I think it was, okay, it was $15. So beautiful. It's from, I think, the 30s. Oh no, 1913.
Whoa.
Is when this was written, but it was right. It was bound in this little edition was bound in the 30s.
Cool.
And it's a commencement speech.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
it's
that.
It's a commencement speech from a really long time ago. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. I thought it was kind of fun to get a commencement speech because I'd gotten one earlier. So I was like, commencement speech hall. I love how beautiful it is. It just is such a pretty little book. It feels really unique and special. But also, I always find stuff like that really intriguing. Mm. Like the idea of what was the advice people wanted 100 years ago.
That's crazy.
More than 100 years ago now, even. Whoa. Like 110 years ago. So that's nuts to me. And I was excited by it. And I decided to look it up just to see, because we were just waiting around. Mm-hmm. And it had such good reviews.
Really?
People were like, oh, this is stunning. And I was like, okay, I'll get it.
Fine.
Also, in that shop, that was the one I was sweating in the most. And I was so grateful that the cow book has kind of a shiny cover. Mm,
so it felt safe.
It was I was not going to like grease through it. That's just a journal about how hot it is.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay. And then we went to chapters.
Yes, we did. And I'll take you through my haul from the order I kind of got things in. So, as we mentioned, I found Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin and just couldn't say no to it. So I picked that up. It is big and beautiful, mm-hmm. and I'm so happy to have it. I actually got this from the library recently, but they were like, this has a lot of holds, so you have to bring it back in 2 weeks. And I picked it up like a week ago, and I simply don't have time to read it in the next week. So
I guess when we go tomorrow, we could return it. So
that would be great. I would feel good about that. I appreciate that. You're so thoughtful. And then we went to the graphic novel section because I've got a bunch of graphic novels that I've been wanting to pick up recently because you recommended some.
Yeah.
But there's also a whole bunch that I've just kind of been like thinking about.
I didn't realize you got that one.
Yeah, this was a secret. So I picked up Spinning by Tilly Walden.
Yay.
Which I'm so excited to finally have because I have read a couple of her books now, On a Sunbeam and Lost at not at Sea.
No, that's a
Lost
different
in Space.
One. Lost.
I think that's what it's called. Wow, my brain is broken. It's the sun, it's the heat. Anyway, this one is about dancing, which I think is so fun because I'm not a dancer myself, but I really love dancing stuff.
Are they figure skating?
Don't say that to me. I thought they were ballerinas.
I thought they were too. Like, literally, I thought, but don't they have figure
skates? They're totally wearing skates.
Oh my
god. So I also love figure skating stuff, so that works out really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the back it says, there's a quote from Lucy Nisley.
Nicely.
She says, I love this story. It conveys the powerlessness of being a young girl and trying to find your power through practice, friendship, love, family, or the first prize at a skating competition.
Oops.
Well, that's fine.
I thought it was about ballet.
I for sure thought
for
it
the
was
last
about.
8 years
Me
or whatever.
Me too. I've never investigated further because I didn't need to. I was interested either way, to be quite frank. And it's beautiful. It's all just done in like a really dark kind of purpley color, which I really love.
Ooh, some
There's
yellow.
Wow. But yeah, I'm really excited about this one, even though I didn't know what it was about. That's cool. And then, lastly, I got a book that we actually both ended up picking up.
Both got it.
It's called Himawari House by Harmony Becker, which I think I may have done a clip talking about it when we got there. This is a book that, I don't remember, one of us discovered it recently. I think I did. And I was like, hey, you need to check this out.
It was you.
It sounds super good. Yeah. It just, first of all, like the cover is very cute. So I knew that it was going to have cute art. And the topic is something that we're both interested in.
Yeah.
Which is like three girls who are all kind of like studying abroad, it seems like, or maybe not studying, but they're all abroad. The main character, it says she returns to Tokyo to reconnect with her Japanese heritage. And so she's staying at a share house with a couple of other girls who are from different countries. So it's about all of them kind of coming together, and they don't all like speak fluent Japanese, but they're living in Tokyo. And
yeah.
It just seems really nice. I really like things about people who you kind of like living together, whether it be boarding school or people at college or, you know, or Terrace House, my favorite reality show.
Right.
So I just got really excited about this one, and I was so happy they had two copies at the store.
I know. Like, the last time that we did when we went book shopping together for the podcast, we both picked up Mooncakes
and Stray, the memoir.
Right, but I mean graphic novel-wise.
We went really crazy last time.
So when we were here again, we were like, oh no, this would be so nice to get another graphic novel together, because we thought that would be really sweet. And so
We didn't have a plan of which one it would be, and it just sort of happened that they had both copies, and we were like, yeah, we have to do it. And I agree. It sounds so and looks so wonderful. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of Lonely Boys, which I just read.
Oh, perfect.
Because that's Lonely true. Boys was about three young women living in a house together, kind of in an apartment together, trying to figure out life in your 20s.
Well, perfect.
And this is exactly that. And I love Japanese stuff. As everyone on the pod will know, we read a lot of Japanese translated fiction and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so super I'm really, excited. Really looking forward to this, and maybe we're going to start it tomorrow.
I hope so. That's the goal. Uh-oh. She's tired.
Just a little yawn between friends and many listeners. All right, well, did you hear my voice break? Oh, my God. We had so much fun out today. We're both so tired. Yeah. We're, like, a little sleepy.
It was a long day.
It was a long day, but we got so many great books, went to lots of beautiful bookstores, and roasted. We're now more 10 than we were this morning.
It gotta be. Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to all of you for listening to the podcast. And yeah, these episodes, like these special in the field episodes, are sort of our favorites to do, but obviously are so tricky to do.
Very hard.
Because we're never together. We live on the opposite coasts of Canada. So it's really lovely that with your guys' support is what kind of makes these trips possible from time to time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you ever want to support the podcast, check out our website, booksunboundpodcast.com. You can check out our Patreon or see our merch. And we have some cute merch news coming soon as well, so look out for a little update.
Yeah.
And that's everything.
That's it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.